Luke paused for a moment, closing his eyes and dropping deeply into himself. He extended his perception. They were close to the center of the darkness, close to what this place and these enslaved energies were hiding, a place deep in the planet, close to the mysteries these Sith found so compelling. What they sought was there, and it knew they were coming. He opened his eyes.
It's in the center of the city, the underground hangar, and something is definitely there. Activate lightsabers and prepare for battle.
As he spoke those words into the comlink, the ground trembled again, more violently this time. Several of the buildings crumbled.
And whatever it is, it really doesn't want us to find it,
said Jaina. Luke gave her a serene smile.
We're more than 100 Jedi, would you?
She gave him an uncertain grin in return, and, igniting her own lightsaber, moved forward. With each step, Luke felt, and knew the others felt as well, the dark side pressing in on them, trying to push them back. He steeled himself and kept moving forward, sending waves of reassurance to those Jedi less certain than himself. There was no censure in it. None of them had been trained to stand against something like this. He was extremely proud of them, and felt them rally at his touch in the Force. Their path led to a large open area. Luke recalled what Ben had told him about discovering Ship. Ben had commanded Ship to appear, and it had done so, forming a crack in the surface of the planet and climbing out. Luke wasn't sure it was Ship in there, but there was definitely a presence. This was where the energies were concentrated. They had cornered their foe in its lair. Dark side energy, focused and contained, pulsed hatred at him so intently, he could almost feel his flesh burn with it. Luke, like his son, would order whatever was in there to appear. But unlike Ben, he did not need to speak to it in a language it understood in order to be obeyed. "Everyone, get ready," he said. "I'm bringing it out." They all dropped into combat poses, each according to his or her individual strengths. The Jedi ships now flew into formation above them, awaiting orders to attack, defend, or retreat. Luke extended a hand. "Come forth."
"No."
If coldness and terror and pure malice had a voice, it would speak like this. "You will."
"I will not."
Luke frowned and put more persuasion into his words. "Come forth."